In the final section of this program, I'd like to leave you with some things that most people can do to get rich quickly and stay rich forever. As I've discussed, the process of retiring young and retiring rich is a mental and emotional process more than a physical process. If you are prepared mentally and emotionally, what you physically have to do is very little. If you do these suggested simple processes regularly and they become part of your life, I trust that you will find retiring young and retiring rich will become more of a possibility for you. So here are some key tips that can change your thinking. Hot tip number one. Begin to see yourself in a world or reality where you will never ever need a paycheck or a job again. It does not mean you will never work again. It simply means that you will stop being so financially needy or even desperate, selling your precious life for a few dollars, living in fear of losing your paycheck or being destitute. Once you can entertain a world of never needing a paycheck again, you can begin to see the other world, the world without jobs or paychecks. Hot tip number two. If you let go of the idea of needing a steady paycheck from earned income, the next question to ask yourself is what kind of income do you want? Earned income, 50% money, portfolio income, 20% money, or passive income, 0% money. These are the three main categories, yet there are many other types of income. If you are serious about retiring young, begin studying the different types of income, which will allow you to become rich without working forever. Some of the other types of income are 1. Residual income, which is income from a business, such as a network marketing business or a franchise business you own but someone else runs. 2. Dividend income, which can be income from stocks. 3. Interest income, which is income from savings or bonds. 4. Royalty income, which can be income from songs or books you have written and trademarks and inventions that you have created. 5. Financial instrument income, such as income from trust deeds from real estate. So the hot tip is, once you get used to the idea of not having income from a job or your labor, then you can begin researching different types of income, which come from different types of assets. Rich Dad had Mike and me study and research the different types of income and then decide which type we wanted to study. The moment you begin to study and find the different kinds of income that interest you, they begin to grow to become part of your new and expanding reality. The point is, don't do too much. Just let other types of income and assets come into your reality. The more the idea of different types of income settle in, the more you think about such income without the pressure of having to do anything, the more the idea takes root in your brain and begins to grow. I let the idea of investing in real estate for passive income rattle around in my brain for years before I bought my first property. One day I woke up and I knew it was time to begin taking classes and begin investing. It was relatively effortless, but only after I let the idea become a part of my new reality. Hot tip number three. This tip may sound strange. It is to tell lies about your future. Not everyone can see a bright future, yet it's an important part of the process in retiring young and retiring rich. A few months ago, I was teaching an investment course, and several of the participants could not stop saying such things as, "I can't do that. I'll never be rich. I'm not a good investor. I'm not smart enough." A very successful psychotherapist in the class pointed out that anything said about the future is technically a lie, since it is not yet a fact. When a person says, "I'll never be rich," he is making a statement about something that is supposedly true in the future. But that statement is technically a lie. Yet all lies do have the power to become truths. So why not tell lies about the kind of future you want, rather than the kind of future you do not want? Whenever you find yourself feeling down and telling negative lies about yourself and your financial future, find a trusted friend and ask them if you can tell them a big fat lie about how financially successful you will be in the near future. I think you will find it great therapy, and who knows, the lie you tell about your financial future might someday come true. In fact, if you are brave enough, don't wait till you feel down before you begin lying positively. As soon as possible, find a trusted friend or loved one and ask them permission to allow you to tell them your great big lies about how fantastic your financial future will someday be. The point is that your future is yet to be made. You may as well make it up today and make it up the way you want it to be, rather than what you're afraid it might not be.